Tesamabes, I think, the fifth line, Itmar. Mabi ha'osikin nadal. A mabi which is shaped like a centipede. So that you have a main mavui, and which is closed at the ends, and then there are small mavuis which come off of it on both sides, and then on the outside is the rishus harabim on one end where the small mavuis meet rishus harabim. That's true to the right of the mavui, which is kanadal, and to the left of the mavui, which is kanadal. So there's multiple mavuos coming off of this main mavui. Tesis points out that the multiple mavuos are not parallel, are not directly
opposite each other,
because otherwise that would be considered that each one of them is a mavui, which is really foolish to Rishus HaRabim directly. So what do you do with this? So Amar Abaya, Oysa Tzuras HaPesach L'Gadol. You make it Tzuras HaPesach for the Gadol, where it meets it meets Rishus HaRabim. And then then each one of these, you put a lachi b'kara where they meet the Rishus HaRabim, and that's it. But the place where the two of them meet, where the small mavois meet the large mavoi, doesn't need anything. Some of the rabbi, kaman, is kishmol. Tamar terasa kisasa. So it means you're approaching this like shmol. That really, if you look at it, if you think about it, each one of these small mavuos is a mavi akum. It's a bent mavi, because it directly opens into the mavi gadol, and one end of the small mavi is adjacent to Rishus HaRabim. The mavi gadol is adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, and then there's a flow of traffic, which is a bend. You flow from the mavi gadol, you turn into the mavi katan. You flow from the mavi katan, you turn into the mavi gadol. So it's basically a case of mavi yakum. The Shmuel said mavi yakum is considered kisasim.
What if it one opening went to a Carmelis?
You want to know what would happen over there?
Yeah, I mean, the din wouldn't be.
So that's the case before. So you still need to search the pesach on one end and the lechem b'kara on the other end.
Right. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Is that?
But then we wouldn't have a. That's not. It's even like Rav. Right. Rav's point is considered like a mafulish. What's the case of a mafulish which opens one side to a sartia, one side to a bika, whereas you make a search of pesach on one side, you make right. The only issue is, would you need something where the two of them meet?
Yeah.
Pashas according to Rav, whether we learned Rav before, you would. Mm-hmm. Right? But Bias seems to be ignoring the place where they meet. You're saying you put a Tzuras HaPesach, I don't know, you put a Lechem B'Kara where the Mavi Katan meets the Rishus HaRabim. Where the Mavi Katan meets the Mavi Gadol, you don't do anything. Which is like Shmuel. According to Rashi's first shot in Shmuel. So Rabbi says, okay, so you want to pass like Shmuel, fine, it's Kishmuel, but the problem is, according to Shmuel, normally it's Tzuras HaPesach. According to Shmuel, you could put a Lechi B'Kara here, and a Lechi B'Kara here, and that's it. Why Tzuras HaPesach and a Lechi B'Kara? Jeff, you were good?
Yeah.
Furthermore, Rabbi says, V'oid ha'hu mavui akum dehabi ben ardoa, the Rav. There was a Mabi Akum in the city of Nardar. We had the case we had before, and they were chashish for Rav Shita, that it's a Mabi Mefolish, and And you're dealing with like a mavi sasa. Now, Elam Rava Ositzur Sapesach Lakulu Hagisa Vidach Gisa Mishur Belechi Bekar. So Tosis raises a question that if Rava is Rava by doing so is addressing his first question. We're not considered. You're not approaching it like Shmuel. Approaching it like Rav. That's a mavi mafulish. So what do you do? So each one of the small boys needs a source of pesach on one end, and a lechi kar on the other end. Rav's suggestion is that you put where all of the small boys meet the mavi gadol. You put a source of pesach each one end of one of that each one of them where it meets the mavi gadol. The other end where it's adjacent to the source of Rav, you put a lechi kar like in general every time we do that. That's what Rav says. But Rabbi's second question was, there's that mice in the door, they were cheshish for Rab, they were also cheshish for Shmuel, that you need the losses. So why, if Rabbi's arguing that story, Rabbi should have argued that you need, Rabbi should have argued that you need a Dallas.
Well, yeah, except that, the halachas generally would say it was like Rav, right? So...
But Rav didn't ask that. Rav asked on the Maisa in the Hador.
Right, but I'm saying, so there were Choshesh for Rav. We know you have to be, Choshesh for Rav. The question is whether you have to be Choshesh for Shmuel, no?
And the same, if you want to ask, could he pass on like Rav, fine. But if he asked, because there was a Maisa with Shahoya, so with a Maisa Shahoya, Shmuel's also considered. So why aren't we worried about Shmuel? So as it says, that door was where Shmuel was from.
That's what I was about to say.
So of course there were Cheshes for Shmuel. Yeah. The Cheshes over there, there were Cheshes for Rav. Rav says, I don't have to pass on like Shmuel because in her door there were Cheshes for Shmuel. Of course there were Cheshes for Shmuel. Yeah. That was Shmuel's city. Right. Pasha the Terrence with her. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Nadal is Sheretz. Sheesh la raglaim harbe, it has many feet. Kitanya batars kahanim. Marbe raglaim zen nadal. So if you have a marbe, the pasuk says there's something called a marbe raglaim, which was a type of an insect, creation of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's referring to this type of an insect called the centipede. Mabi also canal of psychologic mavois harbe. But a shame psychologic surabin. So there's this large mavi, and off of it flow many small mavois, which on the other end they open out through surabin. And Varosha, the end of the large mavi, is also open to the surabin. So psychologic surabin acher. Okay. Oh. In one of the ends of the gadol, you make it serves a pesach. So in the place where the small boys meet the shasarabim, you put a lechi v'karo. And where the large mavi meets the shasarabim, you put a serves a pesach. That's what Abai says. So Rabbi says, Kaman, Kishmol, the Mavi Ma'akim, Terasa Kisosim. We look at a Mavi Akim as if it's closed. So Hakala Mavois, Ketanim Halolu, each one of these smaller Mavois, Batsim Mavois, Akumas Hain, Nichlis Bederach Zeb, Yetzim Bederach Zeb. Each one of these Mavois is really, each one of these is really a Mavi Akim. You go in through the Mavi Gadol, you go out through the Mavi Katan, or vice versa. And you say, you don't need, but by the bend, you don't need anything. Well, that's Shmuel Shita, that you don't need anything by the bend. But the Mora says, well, if you're going with Shmuel, normally it's Tzuras HaPesach. Amaya Tzarech, the Tzuras HaPesach L'Gadol, Ha'iyo Nami, Ein Pilusha, V'chuvanim. The Mavi Gadol also, it's not a mafulish. Its openings are not opposite each other. It's bent, so all it needs is a lechi v'kara. So if you're going with Shmuel, l'chara, the correct thing to do would be put a lechi v'kara, lechi or v'kara at the end where the Mavi Gadol meets Rishos HaRabim. Put lechi v'kara where each one of the small Mavuas meet their Rishos HaRabim. And that's it. According to Rashi's second shot before we had in Shmuel from his Rebbe, you would need a lechi where the small Mavi meets the large Mavi. You would need three lechis. You would need a lechi where the Mavi Gadol meets Rosh Hashanah, a lechi where the Mavi Katan meets the Mavi Gadol, and a lechi where the Mavi Katan meets Rosh Hashanah in its end. That was Rabbi's one question. Rabbi's second question, that there was the story of the Mavi, which is Mavi Akum, the Bach adds in. Tabib Asr the Shmuel ben Hardog. It was the city of Shmuel. The Choshele the Rav, Kedomer the Yel, Romer the Chumer the Rav, Chumer the Shmuel. So in Hardog, which is the city of Shmuel, there were Choshes for Rav, so you should, for sure should be Choshes for Rav. So what do you do? It's the source of Pesach, Lekulu Haktanim, Mehach Kisa, Mach Mumisim, Letzad Mavi Godel. Put a source of Pesach where the Mavuos Ketanos, Ketanim, Mavuos Ketanim, meet the Mavi Godel. So each one of them will meet the Mavi Godel. Put a source of Pesach there. Get some one inside. Bidakis, the Rosh Hashanah, on the other side of each one of the Mavuos Ketanim, where it meets the Rosh Hashanah, Mishra Balechi Akari, put a Lechi Ricardo. Okay.
What was the maximum width for a Mavuos, did we say?
Maximum width which we have is not for a Mavuos, it's for the opening for the Mavuos. Theoretically, if your Mavi is 16 amas wide, you'd ask the question, why isn't the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? But the answer is simply because it's closed. It's enclosed on three sides. So Tezayin Amar doesn't guarantee a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim if there are other considerations.
The Mavuos is based upon function. We can say that it's a Mavuos not depending upon what the function of the space is. And the enclosing on three sides for these two with a correction.
Okay. It's a workable definition. I can guarantee there aren't exceptions, but it's a workable definition. Okay, new case. Now, the new case over here is interesting. The more it seems to be that there were various different people named Rav Kahana, as well as more we'll see, and this story seemed to get all of them together. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana, back in the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana bar Tachlifa, Rav Kahana, the son of Tachlifa, said, Mishmei de Rav Kahana bar Minyomi, Mishmei de Rav Kahana bar Malchiyoy, Mishmei de Rav Kahana Rabbi de Rav. Okay, so they seem to all get it together, this one all got together. Now the Bach changes the girsa. He says, Meshed Rav Kahana Rabba, the great Rav Kahana. Okay, not Rabbi the Rav, but Rav, just Rabba. And then the Amri law, some say it was Rav Kahana Bar Malchiyoy, Hainu Rav Kahana Rabba. What he seems to be bothered is we don't have anywhere mentioned anywhere else that Rav Kahana was the Rebbe of Rav. We have Rav was studied under Reb Chiya, Rav was studied under Rebbeinu HaKadosh, etc. We never had anywhere else in Shas that Rav Kahana was his Rebbe. So there was Rav Kahana, I think it was either a contemporary or it was a Talmud, but there was not. So he changes both places, the Yirsa to Rab, the great Rav Kahana. So some said that Rav Kahana Bar Melchio was another name. That was his full name, but he was also referred to as Rav Kahana Rabba. So either we have 1, 2, 3, 4 Rav Kahanas involved, or 3 Rav Kahanas involved with it. Okay, so what did he say? He said, "Mavi shetzido echad orach v'shetzido echad kotzer." So the wall of the mavi extends out further on one side than the other. So part of the wall extends into let's call them shusarabim for now. Normally, you have both walls of the mavi are equal, and it's immediately adjacent to shusarabim, and one of these walls is sticking out further into that space than the other. Alternatively, we'll call it that. The one of the walls is shorter. In other words, the longer wall is the real wall, and the shorter wall is short. And it's like giving the Rishonim some extra space they don't really deserve. We'll talk about that in a second. So, but let's say for now we'll call it one of them is sticking out into Rishonim, one side. So what do you do? So Meniach HaZakara, they say we should do is put the if the extension where it extends out is less than 4 amas, so the longer one is not longer than the shorter one by a distance of 4 amas, it's less than 4 amas. So the manich is a kara balachin. What you do is you put the kara on top of both walls at an angle. 4 amas, and a manich is a kara al kenegad kotzer. If already the longer one extends beyond the shorter one for amas, then you can't do that. So what you do is you put the kara basically a 90 degree angle to the shorter wall, and part of the extension is not an area which you can't carry now. That's what they said. Rava Omar Echad Zeb Echad Zeb Ereb Aniach is a kara. Rava disagrees. He says you always have to put the mavi directly across. You can't extend it out to the longer wall extends. No angles. Well, it's a 90-degree angle, but the same. The car is a 90-degree. It's perfectly perpendicular to the shorter wall. Right. That's the only option you have. Okay. Rabbi says, I'll say my explanation, my opinion, and I'll say the explanation for their opinion, the Malchus. The Rav Kahana's. I'll explain my position. Kara time and my, what's the logic why Kara permits the rishus the mavi to carry? Mishum hecker. Ubalachsan loy havi hecker. There's a lacking of hecker in the lachsan. So Rashi says, why is that? It means what you're going to have is you're going to see people carrying beyond the wall of the mavi. There is one wall of the mavi will extend out. One wall of the mummy doesn't extend out, but you're saying you're going to put a kara there and allow people to carry beyond the wall of the mummy. So people's minds, that's outside of the mummy already. Even though one wall of the mummy extends, and people don't perceive that that's still part of the mummy since it's not enclosed on both sides. So the hacker aspect has a concern in it. But they hold. They hold the kara is considered a valid form of mechitza. If it's enclosed, So it's a loch machzila. That's enclosed. It's enclosed. Whatever angle you put a beam across, that's considered enclosed. Tosfos has a question. This sheet which holds the Rav Kahana is that you're allowed to put it at a lachsan. So it says, how is it mutter to be mishtamish? Means you're allowing a person to carry kruis fathom to the longer wall, beyond the wall of the shorter wall. And so the person really is carrying in Rishon Rabbah, because that area is not enclosed. Halachically enough to be considered Rishas HaYachid. That's what Tosfos says. If you hold the Kerma Shem Mechitza, it means not only will the Kerma... In other words, every case we've had now, we're starting out with a Mavi, which Mikrim in Deraisa, you're allowed to carry there. And the Chazal Asert carrying there came along this Kerma, and it permits carrying there. We're having an argument how Kura works. Does Kura work? Because also, listen, Midrash allowed to carry here, but we didn't want you because people will confuse a Mavi with a Rishas HaRabbah. Carrying the Mavi, which is a flow of traffic, you carry Rishas HaRabbah. Mavi's not the same because there's this big thing across the front. Okay. Alternatively, we look at it as if that the big thing closes it off. But here we're talking about a situation where before you put the Kura there, before you put the Kodah Mechitza there, you don't have a wall. So it's not in a closed area, so how are you allowed to carry there? So Tosfos and Mechadish, the Mandar Holder Shem Mechitza means even at the Raisa level, Kara is considered a Mechitza. So you have a Mechitza.
Just like we said before with Rabbi Yehuda, with the two. There's two houses, Sidei Rishus Rabim. He wanted to put a Kora on each side, and, right? So that would, these would seem to be consistent. Huh?
Well, it depends. We the more seems to learn that Rehuda holds Midrash, but two mechitzas takes away the din of Rishus HaRabbah, Midrash.
Right.
He holds basic mechitzas the Raisa. We don't pass like a Rehuda.
Okay, but this seems to this. I mean, we don't pass on like the Rav Kahanas either. But.
No, I'm saying over here you would look at it as if you have the back wall of the Mavi is considered one wall four because it's all part of that extension.
Right.
You have the side one over here. Now you have your third wall.
Right, this is better because you've got the other walls.
Right.
But I guess the point in both is that the mechitzas are really considered sort of real on a...
Yeah, I don't know whether Rehudah needs that. Rehudah's base mechitzas is the Raisa. So you have one here. So you put in a cover here. I'm not sure what you need the Kerah to be as the matter. The case which we had of the peak ticker was the case of Mechitza, but I'm not sure what you need, you know, whether you would have to hold your mamash need that. Alternatively, I can tell you that the area which is connected, the longer wall, is not Rishas HaRabbah.
What case?
Because if the fact that the wall juts out of Rishas HaRabbah breaks the flow of traffic, and therefore the Bnei Shalom avoid that spot because it's not an area which they would walk anymore. So that area therefore loses its status of Rishas HaRabbah. So if this is the Mavi and here's the Rishas HaRabbah, and this thing
standing
over here,
standing outside the angle.
No, within the angle.
Within the angle, saying if the Bnei Shalom, they look ahead and they say there's a wall there, so they're all going to veer off. So that area which is between,
they stay out of there.
We'll stay out of there, so that's not part of Rishas HaRabbah anymore. So you're not being matter Rishas. The question was, how can you matter Rishas HaRabbah And the answer is, you have to be matur shesu rab, you matur again, you matur in an area which halachically is a carmelis. So that's sufficient for that.
Yeah, according to that, where would the Rishus Arabim, where would the boundaries be for the Rishus Arabim?
Farthest part of the angle, probably.
Hard question. Exactly where that would be. Pashas, you know, just use the angle, and then that, you know, be the boundary. Lacking a better, even though theoretically the Bnei Rishus Arabim avoided, you know, they move a. That's like Cedar Rishus Arabim, we hold is considered like Rishus Arabim, even though there is people don't walk immediately adjacent to the Cedar Rishus Arabim, but that's also considered Rishus Arabim. But Tosfos' idea is like you had over there in Shabbos. There was one time had a case of the Beni Amudi, since they were staggered, it was hard to have a direct flow of traffic. It's not Rishus Arabim anymore. So same idea over here. Okay. Well, that's mechitza. That's you have a wall here, the back wall of the mavi. This is really, you know, it is essential in the mavi. So if you use the back wall of the mavi, it has a wall here, and then this is a wall. The mechitza, the kara acts like as if there was a wall there. So it's walled. It's walled at an angle, but it's walled. Correct. You could not carry it.
So it sounds to be a fundamental question of what the Korah is.
What?
What the Korah is, and also what a lechi is. Is it a wall or is it a
wall? Oh, well, yeah. That's where we're going. Okay. Omer Rav Kahana, Ho b'shmaitza the Kahani hi, Ema b'milsa. So Rav Kahana came along, this is the Tamar of Kahana, which we haven't met him yet in the conversation. He says, well, if all of the Kahanis are saying something, I should also say something. So, remember, we said a kura can't be more than 10 amos. Mm-hmm. So that's going to apply even in a situation where the opening of the mavi is less than 10. But if you, since the wall extends out, up to Dalad, you can have a situation where the opening of the mavi is 9, and the wall extends out to 3.5. So you're going to end up with a kura which is more than 10. So that's not acceptable. So in that situation, you have to put the kura directly across where they'll end up being within its allowed length of 10.
We're still at. And alachson, but or no? Does it have to be at the end of the one that juts out?
It's interesting. He says you need to, once that's the situation, you're not going to the other end. You have to do it straight across. I'm not sure why why can't you do it at an angle just as long as you get to the point where you're not stretching it beyond 10 amas. I don't know. I'm not sure why that's true. Or if that is true, but at least in the presentation of the Gemara, it sounds like that's not true. Sakrashi. Tzidu Echad Oruch. It's about 10 lines up before the end of the narrow lines of Rashi. One wall extends further out into the Rishus Rabbim than the other, because I like this picture. You have one wall extending out further. If the extension is less than 4 amos long, you put the lachsen at an angle, you're allowed to carry within that extended area. You're allowed to carry within the extended area. Arba Amos Eina Maniach Kara Al Roish Kosel Aruch Al Kernes Lifnimi Roish Shekinegan Roish Kosel Akotzer Umanich. Again, the same type of question.
What do they mean in the extended area?
Sorry, what?
What did Rebbe mean by the, in the extended area?
Beyond the wall of the shorter wall in the triangle. It seems to me, you know, at least the way Rashi is presenting, it seems to be that that the only way we're comfortable with making this the kara is having it somewhat connected to that the wall of the mavi. Now there is a loch if a person puts a kara not at the end, so it works. So I'm not sure why this. I'm not sure why you can't do it at an angle, just a minimized angle. So he says, Rabbi says, I'll explain my pshat. I'm not comfortable with it. You have to do it straight across. Well, last one I have a care. Sharoya b'nei mavi nimshachim u'mishtamshim shasarabim. Chus mikeneged kosher l'kotzer. People who see the roya watching the b'nei mavi carrying beyond the shorter wall, they're not going to understand that because we're giving the halachic status of the longer walls if the mavi is extending. They see the guys carrying beyond the walls of the confines of the mavi. So Amar Mutli Shtamash B'Shus Rabim Fishois Oidav Doimer Shein Oidav Doimer Shein Min Mavi. People don't perceive that extension, that extra part is part of the mavi. So people say, oh, you're allowed to carry the Shus Rabim. Came along Rav Kahana Stam Rav Kahana Shein Malach Sona Yosem Yasser Shemavi Kotzer L'Rochvoi Harbe. It's a wide mavi. But the opening of the mavi is not so wide. I'm sorry, it's not so wide. So the lack of width and the fact that it doesn't extend more than arba amos, the combination makes it that the length of the curry you're putting there is 10 or less. So you're considering the under the kara is the Pesach. Well, the Pesach is wider than 10, and that's not acceptable unless you have a full bona fide source of Pesach. Okay, let's hold it here.